Hello, everyone. Today we're reading from James. We'll be reading from James chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and the corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure in the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept backed by fraud, are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you. Well, James here clearly does not mince words. This is just straight up railing on people who are rich, and what he's saying against them is that, you know, your riches have rotted, that like you're basically going to face judgment, and like just the corrosion that he mentions that word twice here, like of their treasures, is going to be evidence of this, right? They've laid up treasure, right, on this earth, right, in the last days. And that should sound familiar, because Jesus says don't lay up treasures like here, but lay up treasures in heaven. And it's not just like that they're rich, right? It's he talks about like the people that they, in a sense, abused to get to where they are, right? You've lived on the earth in luxury and self-indulgence, right? It's been about yourselves. Now, when we read this, this is really strong. And it brings a question of, is it wrong to be rich? And it's a kind of a complicated question. Jesus says in the Gospels that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter God's kingdom, right? But here, the point, I don't think, is about money itself, but it's about what money represents or what money means to people, right? A rich man, when Jesus said that about the camel, right, there were rich men who did enter into God's kingdom, right? And we at least presume so, because all of the people like Abraham was filthy rich, right? All the patriarchs, like they, and we would presume that they're in God's kingdom now, right? And we're sure that there are people who were likely rich in the early church as well. So it's not about like a balance or like the balance of your bank account or whatever, but it's about what money represents, about what money means, how you got to where you are. The people James rails against here, it sounds like they're people who are like rich and they have abused other people, right? They are the ones, in a sense, like collecting all the wages, right, of their laborers who mowed their fields, their own servants or slaves or workers, right? They are the ones who are making this huge profit, and those guys don't get to see it. But it's not just, again, even how they got it, it's but how they live with it. Verse 5, you have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts. You have fattened yourselves, essentially. Your money, James is essentially saying, has been about you. These are really difficult words to hear. And I think one of the things that it's easy to respond to in this is that it's easy to think, oh, you know what? I'm not that bad, right? I'm not that rich, right? So I guess I don't really have an issue here. But here's the thing. If you're listening to this devotional, you're probably rich, because you have the technology. You have the ability to even listen to this. You have internet. Like, if you look at, like, in the world, in the history of this world, our country is, like, as a society, is, like, the richest country in the history of the world. We are beyond rich. We often are like in this, especially in the season of COVID, many of us are struggling even to like fill the time. We're bored. We're not like necessarily desperate to make money. We're just bored. And we're just finding ways to indulge ourselves, to entertain ourselves, right? The hard thing to say about this passage is it's for us. It's not for everyone, but it's definitely for us. And we are people that we need to be careful. We need to think, how are we getting the money that we have And I would hope that for most of us, that's not really the main issue here. But what are we doing with it? What does it represent to us? Where are we laying up our treasure? Because if the goal of our lives is to collect money so that we can live in luxury, in like prosperity and peace, and never have to like worry about another, like working another day of our lives, then we're living for the wrong thing. And what we need to do is instead we need to repent. And we need to repent of the ways that we use money for power or security or hope. And instead we need to put our hope in Jesus. That's why generosity, giving it away, is important, because it's just surrendering us, our hearts. It's freeing us of like the hold that money can have on us. Money itself is not evil. It is the root of many evils, but it's not the root of all evils. It's not like intrinsically evil, but what it represents to us can easily be very evil. It can lead us away from Jesus. And so as we close this morning, let's pray for our hearts. Our relationship with the money is very complicated, and it's very much like shaped by our upbringing. If we grew up in poverty, grew up as middle class, grew up like upper class beyond, our minds and our hearts are shaped by how we grew up, that it shapes how we view money. And if any of those things are, any of those backgrounds lead us to a place where we feel like money is about us, then we've been led down the wrong path. Let's pray for our hearts. Let's pray that we will see our finances, we'll see all that we have as part of God's kingdom, that it belongs to Him, and let's pray that we can give it away. Let's pray we don't use it against others, or use it just for ourselves, but we use it to bless others and help others to find life. Let's pray that we can have hearts that are free from how greed and money can really have a hold on our hearts. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we hear this, we read this passage, and it's hard, but we want to bring our hearts to You in this. Help us to be surrendered. If we have a scarcity mindset, I pray that we will trust that You provide. And if we're like a luxury mindset, I pray that we will trust that a simple life is enough, and that we can just depend upon You. Set us free from the bondages of greed and money and power, all these things. And help us instead to find our hope, our security, our joy, our peace in You, Jesus. Help us, God. This is a hard word. We need You, Lord. In Your name we pray. Amen.